A pest is an insect, bird, or animal that attacks and damages your crop. Pests can destroy crops still growing in the shamba as well as those harvested and being stored. Crop diseases and weeds are also a kind of pest. But in this episode, we will talk about insect pests and how best to control them.
Welcome to the Shamba Shaper Podcast.
A podcast that is helpful to the farmer,
good for the nation,
and useful to you. I am Elias Ngotho, passionate about agriculture.
And I'm Maggie Wamboi, a lover of art and agriculture. Elias, today you look a bit low. What's happening?
I'm a very worried farmer.
What is wrong?
Remember you told us to go around our shamba daily?
Yes.
I have been doing that and what I have seen has really made me sad.
What has happened?
I saw birds on our farm and I was worried. When I got to the farm, the leaves of some of the crops had holes all over them. So I thought it was the birds. Some leaves are gone completely. Then I saw little green and brown worms on the leaves. That is when I knew our maize crop is under attack.
Cheer up. We have Lillian with us here. Don't worry. All will work out well.
I hope so. I can't imagine losing all our maize crops.
Going by what you saw, it does sound like your crops are being attacked. Those worms could be stalk borers or fall armyworms. Before we get into how we are going to help you, let us first get to know more about the pests. When you know your enemy, it's easier to defeat them.
I agree, Lillian. Sure. Let's dig into it.
There are three key ways that pests attack your crops. One is by biting and chewing plant parts. A good example of this kind of pests are locusts and grasshoppers. Two is making holes and sucking the juice from the roots, stems, or fruits of plants. Examples are aphids and thrips. And three, some pests live in the soil waiting for you to plant and then attack. Termites and cutworms are an example of this.
They are that many and different.
Oh, yes. I have seen different crops being attacked by different pests on Shamba Shape Up. Lillian, can you explain?
It is important to know what signs to look out for so that you can know what pests has attacked your crop. Let us look at some of the common crops that we grow.
And please let us start with maize.
You really want to save your maize crops?
I am a man on a mission.
Okay. There are many pests attacking maize at different stages. Mm-hmm. The most common ones are the armyworms and stalk borers. Mm-hmm. Elias, it sounds like your maize is being attacked by either of these pests.
Ah, so the holes and the spots
are the exact signs left by worms and stalk borers.
I see.
So let's start with the stalk borer. We know that the stalk borer is an insect that starts by feeding on the leaves. It also leaves behind large amounts of droppings on the leaves and then enters into the stem from the top part of the maize. This makes the maize crop weak and it may fall off during strong winds.
Oh, so that's why they are also known as stem borers?
Yes, because they attack the stem of the maize. On the other hand, fall armyworms do not dig into the stem, but they eat the leaves. To control fall armyworms, you need to apply pesticides like Karate and change with Ampligo. Contact Aishamba for more information.
Ah, Lillian, I think ours is stalk borer because they have dug holes and they are also eating the maize from the top. I have noticed some are falling. How do I handle them?
For you, we will advise that you use pesticides as they work faster in areas where pests are many and have started damaging the crops. It is best applied at the top of the maize.
In future, what else can I do to protect my maize?
Try using a method called push-pull.
What's that?
Push and pull is a cultural method used to control pests. For example, in push, you plant desmodium between your rows of maize. Desmodium produces a smell which the stalk borer doesn't like at all.
I see. Now that's the push. So what is the pull element then?
With pull, you plant Napier grass around the maize field. Since the stalk borer likes Napier grass more than it likes the maize, the Napier will pull the stalk borer and trap it. You see, Napier grass produces a sticky juice that will stick and trap the worm, which will then die. Please note that Desmodium and Napier grass should be planted earlier, so that by the time you're planting your maize crop, they are mature.
That is so smart. Push and pull. Are there chemicals that can be used to control stalk borers?
Yes. Another way of controlling the stalk borer is routine application of pesticides like Bulldog or Tremor.
Mm-hmm.
This can keep away the stalk borer from your farm. You can use Bulldog pesticides even before you see signs of the stalk borer on your farm.
This is the Shamba Shape Up podcast, a podcast that is helpful to the farmer,
good for the nation,
and useful to you.
Beans are also a common crop. What are the common pests that attack beans?
Beans are mostly attacked by worms and leaf-eating caterpillars. It is difficult to see them since they are green in color. They eat stems, little bean pods, and the young parts of the bean plant. Aphids attack beans as well. Aphids are tiny insect pests that suck the plant juice. You will see signs such as twisted and curled leaves, leaves turning yellow, and poor plant growth. To keep them away from your farm, practice good farming methods like weeding. You can use insecticides that get rid of pests.
Wow! Sukumawiki is another very important crop. There is this neighbor that had planted sukumawiki. Some turned yellow and dried up. Some even started to fall on their own.
When sukumawiki turns yellow and starts drying, mm-hmm. that tells you that its juice is being sucked out. Aphids are at work. The sukuma wiki can also be attacked by cutworms. They attack sukuma when they are young and cut the stems. It is good to note that when your sukuma wiki turns yellow, it could also mean a lack of nitrogen.
So what do you do about that then?
When you see the pests on your sukuma, it's probably too late and you'll need to use insecticides to control the aphids and cutworms. But before this happens, you can try some common cultural control methods such as planting garlic and onions in between your sukuma rows, as the smell chases many common pests away.
And we seem to be forgetting that fruits also get attacked by pests.
I was getting to that. Fruit flies and seed weevils are the biggest threat to fruit trees. Fruit flies dig into the fruit and lay their eggs, which makes the mango rot from the inside. You can control them by keeping the area and the stem of the mango tree clean and pruning your trees regularly. The best way to control this pest is by using the fruit fly traps.
Okay.
On the other hand, mm-hmm. weevil maggots or the seed weevils reduces the ability of the seeds to germinate. It causes premature fruit drop and it reduces the quality of the fruit. It's controlled by spraying pesticides, and its best time to apply a spray is when the first eggs are noticed on the fruit. Just get in touch with Ashamba to learn all about that.
That will be really helpful. Did you know that Kenya has a self-imposed ban on exporting fresh mango because so many of our trees are attacked by fruit flies and seed weevil, actually? It won't change until we solve this.
And what about farmers that grow avocado? What pests should they watch out for?
Common pests that attack avocado are the thrips and mealybugs. Thrips damage leaves, flowers, and fruits and will slow down the avocado's growth mm-hmm. or stop it from flowering altogether. Mealybugs also suck juice from the avocado crop, causing the avocado to stop growing and the leaves turn yellow.
I love avocados so much. I have some trees at home. How do we prevent or control these pests?
You can use insecticides that get rid of pests.
So in general, which cultural methods can farmers use to control pests on their shamba?
1. Trap cropping. Grow special crops that send away or attract pests. For example, napier grass and desmodium.
Mm-hmm.
2. Practice crop rotation. When you plant different crops each season, the pests that feed on your crops will die off once you plant a different crop. 3. Proper land preparation and planting on time. Make sure your soil is loose and fine around your plants and fruit trees so that fruit flies have nowhere to hide.
Mm-hmm.
The fourth point is proper plant spacing. Good spacing also allows enough light and reduces hiding spaces for insects.
Mm-hmm.
And lastly, intercropping. Some plants keep away some pests, for example, onion and garlic. Also, Weed your crops. As weeding keeps the shamba clean, pests cannot hide.
We also have the chemical methods that are used to handle the pest. And I know that chemicals work fast in areas where pests are many.
I can see you're really paying attention.
Yeah. He has to. He's affected.
Now, insecticides work by poisoning pests, and they can be applied in three ways. Mm-hmm. One, the insecticide is applied directly on the insect's body or on the plant surface, that is the leaves and the stem, where it will get into contact with their bodies. Mm-hmm. Two, the insecticide can be applied on the crop, so that when the insect eats that part of the crop, it also swallows the insecticide and it dies. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Lastly, the insecticide is normally applied on one area of the plant and is able to get into the juice of plants and move all over the plant. Mm-hmm. They get into insects when sucking insects suck the juice of the plant. All these methods used together helps to control and manage the pest problem. You should also remember to use protective clothing anytime you are using chemicals.
Sure.
This includes gloves, gumboots, an overcoat, and goggles to protect yourself and others from insect poisoning.
And also remember to read the instructions carefully and safely get rid of used insecticide containers.
Correct. It is also very important that after application of chemicals, to wait for the number of days recommended to harvest to pass before harvesting crops in order to avoid causing risks to consumers.
Our talk keeps reminding me that as a farmer, I have to be on top of things. But also, prevention is better than cure. For me, the key takeaways are 1. Plant on time, 2. Good spacing, and thirdly, good management of my crops by staking, weeding, and pruning.
And if the pest still shows up, then it's time to apply pesticides.
This is all we had for you today. In our next episode on crops and diseases, we will talk about diseases, how to prevent them, and of course, how to control them.
There are many more pests that attack our crops. These are just a few examples.
For more information on pest insects and diseases, contact iShamba on 0711-082-606.
Or you can send an SMS to 21606. Farmer, we hope this supports you.
We would also love to hear from you in the comments section.
Stay tuned. Keep listening. In this podcast, we will bring you a lot more.
We will answer your questions, and if not, we will get an expert in our next series of episodes. We are here to discuss agriculture and good agricultural practices. You can also catch up this information on Shamba Shaper.
Until next time,
bye-bye.